What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. All right, guys. On today's episode, I get to interview one of my rock star clients. She is a trainer herself, an entrepreneur, a lover of brunch, and is the owner of Diana Fitness Lab, best personal training gym for 3 years in a row, actually 4 years in a row in Ashburn, Virginia. Diana, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. This is what usually I never do, but it's exciting.
Oh yeah. No, I'm very excited because you have absolutely crushed it. And I know a lot of people are wondering, what the hell did she do? So
oh, is it?
people want to hear your story. So tell us a little bit who you are and what do you do?
So I'm a strength coach, and I usually help people safely get back into lifting after injury or physical therapy or surgery. So I try to bridge the gap between or help clients to transition from rehab into strength training safely, and also try to provide all the tools that I can to them so that they can even continue further in their fitness journey on their own.
Oh my God, that is awesome. And for how long have you had your gym, or how long have you been a trainer for?
So over now 12 years, I have been a trainer, and I started my gym in 2019. I would say like end of 2018 and start beginning of 2019.
Oh wow, so quite some years, and survived the pandemic, which
Thankfully, honestly, I would say it kind of grew during pandemic, because first of all, I used to do mostly one-on-one, not really online. And then I ended up starting doing online, and I realized so many people need it during COVID. No one is doing anything. They're just sitting at home. So online training got really easy around that time. But then even though the gym shut down because of COVID, because of lockdown, I started training from my garage. And I just realized that so many people still, you know, wanted to keep up with their fitness, especially during COVID when everyone was falling sick. So yeah, it actually grew. It gave some purpose to living life.
Yeah, definitely a good opportunity. That's kind of how I kind of grew my kettlebell business as well. It sparked from that, from the shortage of equipment. And then that's how I started the kettlebell company. So COVID, definitely, obviously, hard time, tough times, but there was also some opportunities there, which is awesome. So I'm curious, what kind of got you like into fitness? And this is probably taking it back more to maybe before school, or like, when was it for you that you were like, you know what, I think I could make a career out of this, or I really like physical stuff?
So this is, I have to go way back. So I usually was always a very active kid, and I would be, you know, out there, not inside the room or inside the house and just by myself, but I would love outside, you know, playing outside, doing sports, or just a lot of dancing. I used to love dancing. Always wanted to be a dance choreographer. So, but it definitely started a lot with dancing. And then when being an Indian, nothing against that, being an Indian, my parents wanted me to be a doctor or an engineer. And I was like, I am nowhere close to it. So, but still ended up studying really hard. And then I did my master's in medical genetics from UK. And then I came back to India and I started working in a hospital. And I worked there for 7 years. And as a research scientist, as a clinical research scientist, and I was working on people with cardiac issues. And the project was about injecting stem cells into their heart and helping them recover better. And we also had placebo arm, in which it was all about lifestyle changes and just giving them medication. That's it. And we saw that how much life changed when you just made lifestyle changes.
Wow.
not having any research done on you, no stem cells, just medication and stem cells was not really helping. But only making your lifestyle changes was a big deal, and I saw that people improved in their health, and they were just changing few habits, was like having a healthier meal, having being able to go out and walk for like a good 1 hour, and everything improved. Their cardiovascular endurance improved, and they were just enjoying their life. And this is what was a big transition for me to understand, hey, shall I really want to do something which is more corporate, in which I'm just selling something which is not really working, or shall I actually do something which everyone can do, for their life, their entire life, their whole life, and make changes in their lifestyle, help them just live better. So that made a huge difference, a huge impact in my life, and I wanted to do that instead of something which was not sustainable. And myself, I remember around that time I was very close to being an alcoholic, because I ended up drinking every day, alcohol every day. It would start with an alcohol, end with alcohol. And there was and gyms are intimidating, and just and I realized that if I can help people, patients, cardiac patients, in making just simple changes in their lives, and their lives can get better, why not I change my own life first? That is when I was like, okay, I need to change my life. I need to change my lifestyle. It was a big turning point. And I just went to the gym. I stepped into the gym and I wanted to work out. I did not know how to lift weights around that time. I was like, I just know doing aerobics, Zumba will be easy, and I'm gonna do that. But I was like, okay, what if I just go and lift weights? Well, how will it feel like? And I did. I don't know if I did it right. I don't know how good or bad it was. I did not care. I did not even care that I'm gonna hurt myself around that time. I was just a beginner and I just wanted to try it out. But when I left the gym, I was not really feeling strong physically. What I was feeling strong was mentally. And that made a huge difference. I did not care about around that time of looking a certain way, or I wanted to be very strong from just one day of lifting. It just made me mentally so strong that I just don't care about alcohol anymore. I cared about my life more than anything in this world. I was like, I have to improve. If I really want to help people with some certain things, or just small things that can big lead to a big lifestyle change in their lives, then this is what I'm gonna do, and this is what's gonna help me to also get better.
Wow, holy shit. That's awesome. Wow, what a turning point. And then was this still when you were abroad and then you came to the US?
Yes, so that is when I decided to leave India and leave that hospital. So I left that I left India, left working in the hospital, and I moved to New Zealand, where I did my sports psychology and higher education in counseling and family therapy. And that is when I started my part-time job. And that was all about managing the gym and teaching few classes in the gym, being a student. So I was going back and forth. I would go to my college, I was study, and then come back to the gym, train, teach class, manage other things in the gym, all women's gym. And it was a very different way of training, and I loved it. And I made so many clients. They became like it was just the best community that I built in New Zealand. I lived there for 2 years, and it was the best time of my life. I met the best people and I had the best circle of people in my community. And I was so happy that I was changing lives. That is when I ended up coming here after that, after New Zealand.
So what was the triggering thing or that pushed you, like, you know what? Fuck yeah, I'm going to America.
Never wanted to get married, and I got married. Never wanted to get married. Ended up falling in love with an American guy in New Zealand, and he was done with his work visa, and he ended up coming back to America. I was like, let's see if long distance works. We tried doing long distance for like 6 months, and then I was like, I'm gonna get my residency in New Zealand, and then I will be able to travel to America easily back and forth. So being an Indian, it was hard to get visa. I mean, you can get visitor visa, but I cannot work on visitor visa if I come to America. So yeah, so that is when he was like, okay, I'm gonna propose to you. I was like, oh, that was not in the plan. I did not want to get married, but to live with you, or to live with the love of my life, probably I will end up getting married. So I said yes, and I came to America. Believe me, I never wanted to come to America.
So it was kind of like a side angle.
Yeah, so I came to America, got married, and then started working as a trainer over here in Ashburn in 20 end of 2016. Then I got divorced in the beginning of 2019 2020, because that was right before the lockdown. So yeah, right after, yeah.
Did your family have any like backlash or like, oh, how are you gonna get married over there? Because
Of course.
I'm assuming there's a lot of tradition or they want to be there.
They were just surprised that how is this happening? Why is this happening? They were not really happy, especially my dad was not happy about this. He was like, oh, you are turning into an American now, and you are also gonna give up your Indian citizen. So yeah, you are not Indian anymore. And they were not happy about that. But I have always done what I want to do. So I think, which is why they just gave up on me. They're like, all right, let her do whatever she wants to do. But then and then when I was getting divorced, that was, Indians like, this is what I said.
Oh my
I
gosh,
knew
I
this
guess
was gonna
fucking
happen.
told you. Were they able to go to the wedding or not really?
Yeah, they did come for my wedding. It was a very small wedding. I did not do anything big. It was just a family, that's all. So they did come for the wedding. They gave their blessings. But again, we did not do like an Indian style wedding. We did American style. We were done with that, and right after that, I got divorced. We got separated in end of 2019, and then beginning of 2020, everything was falling apart. I felt my life was falling apart. What am I gonna do? Gym is shutting down. I have to move out from this place, which was very expensive for rent. And hey, everything worked out.
You got through it, man. That's kind of crazy to think about way back when you were kind of, doing the alcohol a lot, and I call it when you're in that stage, like drifting. You're just kind of like running through life. You don't have really much purpose, and it's kind of crazy to say that if you didn't like get your shit together with your health and fitness, you probably wouldn't have the confidence or your mental clarity to like go to New Zealand and then eventually come here. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it is a big deal. Now, if I look back 10 years back, I cannot think that Diana would have ever thought about this Diana in this current situation, that it would ever happen.
Oh my God, that's crazy. All right, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. Right now we have been working together for about 6 months, and what was going on in your training or life that made you reach out for coaching, even as a trainer yourself?
So I myself, being a strength coach, I wanted to like it was more like just I felt like I was a little lost, honestly. Being a coach, and I can create programs for my clients, but then when it came to me, I was just not taking care of myself. I was just so busy in showing up for others, but I was not really showing up for myself. I was showing up for my clients. I was being that person that they wanted me to be, the support system for them, and creating all those high standards for them. And I was doing all of that for them, but nothing for myself. I was working out. I was even preparing for landmine competition, and I won that competition in January. But then around that time, I was, focusing on bulking so much and just winning that competition and just practicing for that. And I kept, even if I was getting so many injuries, I was like, oh, I don't want to recover from that. I need to do this. Like, I was so focused. This is what I'm supposed to do. And I kept doing that. And which is why I, now when I was done with landmine competition, I looked at myself, and there was one time, like, I was like, oh my God, I am 160 pounds. And this is the heaviest I've ever been. I have done bulking before, but this time bulking was like a different case because I really wanted to get strong as fuck. So, and but then right after that, I was like, oh my God, I don't really like what I see in the mirror. And this is what I never say. And I tell my clients, I teach my clients also to say that every single time. Do not ever say anything negative about yourself and when you look at yourself in the mirror. And I said that, and I was like, why am I doing this? Why I preach in my clients, I preach this, that, hey, you need to be compassionate. You have to give yourself some grace. But, and myself, I am just hating myself, looking at myself. And I was like, okay, I need accountability. I want somebody else to do my job for me. I want someone else to take care of me. I want a coach who can coach me. And being a coach myself, I actually wanted to challenge myself if I can actually be coached. So it was a challenge. And I wanted to also accept that challenge and be like, okay, I have to. Not, I don't want to unlearn everything that I've learned, right? I just want to let somebody else coach me and just accept that being, even I know everything, even whatever you're telling me, everything, it's good to know, but it's also good to hear from a coach. It's a reminder to myself, like, hey, I know this, then why am I not doing this?
So a big accountability on that, because
Yes.
yeah, the information, there's plenty of information, but
Yeah.
the implementation is, you
Yeah.
know, that what sometimes doesn't get done. And
Yeah.
I'm curious, how did you kind of come across me? I know there's a lot of coaches in the internet, and there's plenty of kettlebell coaches as well. What kind of made you be like, huh, maybe this guy kind of could help me?
Because I saw your Instagram page, and that's what show came up on my feed, and there was one of your videos in which you are talking about how you can just use free weights. That is, of course, it's not a dumbbell, but which many people are feel more safe in lifting. But you are using something which is more fun to learn new technique, and you can use it, implement it, and also help yourself in fat loss, weight loss, or explosive work, or getting strong. All of those things. And then you were pretty transparent in terms of what you teach, like the same way what I teach, and is how you can get strong. You don't have to be crazy about everything. It's never all or nothing. It's always like step by step. You build habits, and then you start changing one thing at a time in your life. And I saw that in your videos that you were coaching that way. And you were like myself, I try to hold high standards. And you were also being very empathetic being a coach, and you were also holding high standards. And that's the mix I was looking for. I do see a lot of other coaches too, kettlebell coaches too, who are also, talking about how the lifting is, and which is great. And but I wanted a mix which is more true, which I can resonate more with. And I felt that You will be able to understand me better compared to, I did not care about your age. I was like, I don't care if you're younger than me or older than me. No, I don't care. I was not even thinking of like how much experience you have. No, about nothing like that. It was more about how much I could resonate myself with you and your videos, because those are the ideas that I bring out, or those are the things that I teach my clients too.
Yeah, so
While you,
you resonated with the coaching style, kind of like a lot of the same philosophies that you do in your own coaching. Oh, that's awesome. All right, so it's time to brag. What are some of the things that you are most proud of that you were able to accomplish these like past 5 months that we've been working together?
Nutrition, I know I am very strong with my willpower. And I know if I am being a client to somebody and I'm paying for that shit, I'm going to use it. So I knew that I'll be able to do it. I won't say that I'm not proud about it, but I knew that I'll be able to do it. But what I did not know was, will I be able to be coached? Okay, because again, like I said, I thought I would resist being told what to do.
Yeah.
And but when I heard things from you that, hey, you know, and that you, okay, you are feeling like shit, and you feel like you know, there's a lot of stress in your life right now, and okay, at work, this is the stress, then sit with them and talk to them, and your videos and everything was like, I knew already everything, but it helped me so much just to realize that this is what I want to hear. And this is what I want to remember, that this is what's going to help me. So I think that was a big win for me. It's a huge win for me just because you helped me so much in just showing up for myself, even on the hard days. So, because most of the time I will be like, oh, I'm gonna give up. Oh, I don't feel like doing this. But then no one is there with me to back me up. Like, hey, come on, it is fine. Because I will say the same thing to my clients, but I'm not gonna say that to myself. So, and if someone else whom I actually know and I'm not paying to, I would not even listen to them. They'll be like, hey, come on, Diana, you'll be fine. Come on, let's do it. And I was like, no, why should I listen to you? I'm not paying you. I was paying you to listen to you. And I wanted to see that. And I really wanted to listen to you. Even knowing everything about the workouts, being coached, how nutrition, I'm myself a certified nutritionist. And I was like, okay, I just need to trust the process. Just having that mindset was a big, huge win for me.
Yeah, no, and it's also about the mental clarity that or the mental fatigue that you get when you're taking care of everybody, and then of course you want to put yourself last, and then when it's time to actually write your own program or write your own nutrition or check in on you, like if you're checking in on everybody, your trainers, you know, your employees, your clients, like who's gonna check on you? And yeah, and then that's when it starts to become like you should start ignoring things and pushing things back, putting yourself on the back burner. So that's an awesome win. But what about the physical ones? Come on, brag. How
Physical ones.
how
Oh
much
my
body
God.
fat
So
were you able to lose? How much muscle did you
now
gain?
I just did it today. I am was 155 or between, because I got sick, I remember, before starting your program. So I was 150 pounds. Today I checked and I'm 134 pounds body weight, out of which I am a 60 pounds muscle. And the body fat percentage is 19%, and from 24%. So
Wow.
that I have lost almost like 10, I would say 12 pounds of body fat.
Yeah.
So that's great. And my abs are back.
Oh,
I made a really good video for you
yeah.
of my first day, of front, side, and back. And then I made the recent one. in which I was like, oh, look at me. I can see it in the face. And I'm like, oh, I'm also looking happier. It's a good video.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you could tell, like, even now, I'm like, you're trapped. You're everything is well. For context, right now, Diana has been cutting for like the past, I don't know, 6 to 8 weeks, and it's just slowly decreasing the calories, and then soon we'll start adding the calories right now. So she's gonna peak next week while she's on vacation in a bikini, flexing. But
I'm bikini ready. I never, honestly, I never want, I was not thinking of aesthetic goals again. I was thinking more of function when I signed up with you. And but nutrition, I never would have done, I never would have done weighing and tracking food and everything. But again, like I wanted to be coached. When you ended up was like, no, track it. It's fine. Just track it. I want you to track it. I was like, okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll do it. And then yes, of course it's hard when you end up, you have not, I have not done tracking for like 10 years. And now when I ended up tracking, it was hard in the beginning. And then like in the your videos, it was very clear, like you have to build a habit. And I ended up building that habit with nutrition. I am so mindful. I don't care when I go to the restaurant. I take my weighing scale with me. That is my buddy. And whoever I'm with, I was like, I don't care what you think. If you want to stand up and leave, you can. I'm going to eat my food right here on my weighing scale.
Oh my God, I love it.
And no, and everyone is like, you, trust me, everyone I have had lunch with, dinner with in a restaurant. On my weighing scale, they respected me. You know
Hell yeah.
why? Because they're like, Diana, you are walking the walk.
Yeah,
You know,
and
you, this is what you teach, and this is what you teach your clients to how to eat right. And you are doing it by yourself. So, yeah, we respect you. Don't worry about this. Do whatever you like. And I was very happy with that,
hell
the
yeah,
reaction.
you're living in congruency with what you teach, and it's also to understand, to people in the audience, that there's seasons. Like, Diana literally wanted to be as shredded as
As
possible,
possible.
so
Yeah.
this is
And then when
what.
I started doing, when I started lifting with you, of course, I was like, I'm in the beginning, I was like, maybe I don't think so. I'll be able to shred that much. It's okay. At least I'm learning new technique. I'm gonna make the most out of it. I'm gonna just get stronger as strong as fuck, all of that. And then when I started seeing abs like in fourth week, and I was like, oh shit, I have abs now. They're coming back. They're coming back. That looks awesome. And then by the eighth week, I took a picture and it was a huge difference in 8 weeks. That was a big difference in my abs, especially in my abs, because shoulder and back, it's thankfully it has been easier for me to build. Abs have always been a struggle for me. I get it and then I lose it really quickly, which is a struggle for pretty much everyone. And I am not blessed with great genetics. Indian genetics are not blessed with this. So I started seeing shredded abs in 8 weeks, just being so strict and consistent. And by 16th week, oh my God, my hamstrings, my legs were popping. I started making all my videos from the side. I was like, look at my hamstrings.
And
Yeah.
that is hard when you want your leg definition is hard, because some people, they carry a lot of, most of the fat on the legs sometimes, and like to see quad definition, hamstring definition, like, that's another level of lean.
I have never seen my quads popping. I have seen my legs have grown, but never defined, no definition. And then this time, whenever I was making a video in the sun or even in the shadow, and I did not even need a perfect lighting. I was like, oh my God, I don't need a perfect lighting. Look at my legs. I'm gonna make my videos now from this angle every time. And then
Let's
I made a
go.
video from a different angle. Then again, my legs were looking great. And then I was like, okay, hang on, let me take my tank top off and then make a video. And then my abs were looking, you could see in the video, I did not need a perfect lighting. I was able to see abs. I was able to see more traps. I was able to see great definition in legs. And I was like, okay, I can be shredded as well.
Oh my
Yeah, I'm
God.
cheating. I'm cheating with my genetics.
That is awesome. I mean, that's what happens when you lock the fuck in. Like, I know, man, it'll be rare if maybe one day out of the month you maybe miss your daily nutrition goal. Like, you were on point month. There's only a few like this clients that I have that literally Sunday to Sunday they hit it. But those that do, they see the fastest results.
And you also then enjoy coaching them too, right? Because you know that they are on point and they are working hard, and then you also want help, you want to help them achieve results. So I really wanted to achieve great results so that it can keep you on toes and be like, oh shit, I gotta make it better for her again. I gotta do it better. And so I was like, oh, I'm gonna keep challenging him. Okay, now do this, now do that for
Well,
me.
that's exactly the way it goes. It's like, all right, let's go to another level.
Last time when we did form check and you were watching my video for Turkish get-ups, and you said, oh, see, you shrugged your shoulder, and then you were like, and I was like, no, those are my traps.
I
And then
went.
you went back on the video and you were like, oh no, you did not. Those are your traps. And I was like, yeah, somebody is noticing it. Yeah, those are my traps.
Your traps are popping. Dropaholics. Oh man,
I
that's
was so happy.
awesome. And it's crazy because you, man, you lost like, I think it was like a total of 12, 15 pounds, but you also gained like,
Muscle.
what was like 6 pounds of
I
muscle
gained
that
6 pounds of
you
muscle. Yeah, 6 pounds
gained?
of
Yeah,
muscle.
and while doing all of that, you were able to also get stronger. Like, talk about your strength. How do you feel about your strength now,
So
compared to
when
January? Because one thing, like, for those of you that are not familiar, that are not really trainers, like, you know, the heavier you are, the stronger typically that you will be as you start dropping weight, as you start restricting calories, then typically sometimes you maintain the strength or maybe even lower the strength, but Diana was able to actually increased it.
yeah. So yes, I the right after my competition in January, I did fall sick and I lost all the muscle mass that I gained with bulking. And I was so sad that I ended up losing like 7 pounds. I was so sick for 2 weeks and I lost 7 pounds in 2 weeks. Of course, that was muscle, 7 pounds of muscle I lost. I did not lose any fat. Any fat. Again, being a woman, it's not easy to maintain muscle if you do if your nutrition, your hormones, and your workout is not on point. So for 2 weeks, couldn't work out, couldn't eat properly. I had no good hydration, nothing. And then I ended up losing 7 pounds of muscle, lost all my strength. I was like, I'm starting again from ground zero. And when I started doing your kettlebell work, I ended up focusing on my protein intake. I was like, no, I have to do it right because I am starting from the bottom. I have to do it right. I have lost so much muscle. I need to gain all my muscle back. But I was again thinking, like, really? I have to do kettlebells for that? Like, to gain more muscle? That thing definitely popped in my head because my training was a different style of training, right? And I was like, again, I'm being coached. I need to listen.
Trust the
It's a new
process.
program. Trust the process. Okay, respect your recovery, everything. And then I ended up doing kettlebell, and that's what I have been doing now since last 6 months. I couldn't believe that from my 26 pounds of clean, I can do 80 pounds of clean now. 80, 80, 80 pounds of clean, kettlebell clean. And I used to be so scared of that thing, the guards I used to wear, so
Of not
that it
having
does
that
not.
protection.
Yeah. And then when you told me, all right, take that off, take that off. You have to feel it. I was like, fine, I will. And I took it off. And then I ended up doing it. And I was like, okay, it hurts. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take it. And I ended up doing it. Now I'm fine. It does sometimes. I feel it when I go heavier, but I deal with it and it just keeps getting stronger. And that's what I want. I told you, I want my grip to get like strong as fuck. I want them to be really strong. And swinging 80 pound kettlebell with one arm
That's
is unbelievable. I thought that I can only do farmer's carry like 10 meters with 80 pounds, but I'm swinging it and I'm cleaning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
So.
and it's that adaptation. Like, you start getting more at that. But if you were to keep, that's why I told you, yo, take those things off, because if you just will always have that band-aid on you, and then your body won't adapt, and you won't be forced to have like smooth transition with the kettlebell, because you have the protection. Once you take everything off, no wristband or whatever, you're forced to perfect your technique. If not, you're gonna feel it. And then after you do that a few times, then you start correcting it.
Yeah.
And now, what was the your programming? What was the difference from what you were doing before versus all the incredible work?
So when I, mostly it was landmine work and landmine drills that I was doing, and of course I was doing a lot of compound lifts, but unilateral, not so much bilateral. I'm a big fan of unilateral, and I'm a big coach of unilateral too, and I just never used kettlebells before, and I will always be using dumbbells, barbells, landmines, but a kettlebell was one thing which I really wanted to build up, and I was trying to look for something that will help me build up explosiveness more and power in my lifts, in my own lifts, especially like landmine lifts. And I decided that kettlebell will be one great way to add in my programming, and because that's the piece which is missing now, and I felt it, and I was like, that's the piece which is missing in my programming, and I really want to learn how to do it. I really want to let my shoulders feel that stability that you have to build with kettlebells. Dumbbells, pretty easy to stabilize. Barbells too. So when it came to kettlebells, that's what I wanted to try out. And when you created the program, I realized that how intentional the program was, and that it had a purpose for me, purpose to in terms of just not doing a workout. It was just how I really need to build my endurance and my strength around that one bell, how I can do so many things. Yes, and there was no ego lifting over here. It was all learning from scratch, trying to unlearn the kettlebell moves that I thought were the right way to do, because I'm not a certified kettlebell coach. And yeah, so it was very straightforward programming, and there was no fluff, no ego lifting. It was very smart, progressive training, and I would say it all way, and it also respected my recovery a lot, which was also very important for me. So I would say that piece of kettlebell training was definitely missing from my programming, which I really needed.
Definitely a kettlebell believer now.
I am. I love swinging kettlebells
Oh
now.
my God. All right, so it's not all about just training hard. We focused a lot on nutrition, habits, mindset. What part of the process do you think made the biggest difference for you?
I would say again, I'll go back to mindset, hands down. That made a huge difference. My mindset was, I am very strict with being perfectionist. I always tell, even though I tell my clients, hey, perfection does not matter. Showing up, progress matters. Work for progress, not perfection over here. And for myself, I want to be perfectionist because I think I'm a leader and I want to be perfect for my clients. That's what it was in my mind. And I had to shift my mind into being coached, and I had to shift my mind into being able to learn some new technique. And so I would say in your programming, the biggest thing, especially in this journey, was mindset, and that helped a lot for me to it changed a lot of things in my even in my day-to-day life too, like coaching my own clients too.
Oh yeah,
But
how did it affect you?
it was more like I think my coaching, I am anyway very compassionate, but it became more compassionate. It became like the questions that you would ask me. I was like, oh, I should ask these questions to my client too. Like, why am I not asking these questions to my client either? Why am I? It made me, it impacted that how I lead my own training session as well with my clients, right? And it also made me a better coach, honestly. It did make me a better coach. It did make me, it made it, I felt seen. I felt seen, I felt heard, and that's what I wanted my clients to feel too. And I was just, I wanted to make an impact with my clients too. Like, hey, all right, let's use kettlebells. I know you are scared of doing that. We're going to do it because to teach a clean, I am not a certified coach. And to let just teaching them how to use a kettlebell was a big deal for me because if I'm not certified, I have not taught anybody. And I'm going to teach my clients really how to use bells, how to swing bells, would take a which will be a lot of time consuming. And it gave me patience to first of all being able to learn. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to teach them because I don't think so they will be able to perfect it. It again, it's not about turning it into a perfection. And when I saw your the whole community and the videos of other people also doing and learning different ways, and they were not hurting themselves, right? They're using lightweight, they're trying to learn things, which like a simple move, which is kettlebell swing, even if they're not doing it right, they are still doing it. They're still trying it. And it's not perfect, but they are progressing. And they started improving with each and every form check. And I was like, why can't I teach this to my clients too? Why am I so hesitant in teaching these movements to my clients?
You're like babying them, like keeping them in a crate.
I'm like, babe, I mean, I do make them strong from lifting heavier and making them move better. But then I was babying them in terms of like, oh no, the kettlebell is going to hurt their
Like
wrist.
the ballistics and stuff like that.
It's gonna hurt them and they're not gonna like it. They're gonna be like, oh, what the hell did we do in our training program today or my training day today? I did not get anything out of it, all of those things. And then that gave me, in a way, it gave me patience to take one step at a time with my clients in terms of teaching something new. And they were loving it. They were loving it. I was just doubting myself. So
That's awesome. Yeah, we do have a kick-ass community, and what I love is like it's everybody from all different shapes of walks of life, and then seeing them progress. Honestly, like that's what fuels me a lot weekly, just seeing everybody progress. And especially, some of these people, I have conversations with them, and they're like, "Oh no, I would never lift this," or now it's like the thing is too light. That heavier kettlebell is too light, and just empowering them, it really brings some fire to me. And talking about the program, the coaching container, the check-ins, the calls, the structure. How has that helped you stay accountable? Or what was your favorite part? Like, what's your favorite part
Oh,
of the
the
program?
weekly check-ins. I love it. I love it. Trust me, the first time when I received your form and I was like, oh my God, another form to fill. I was like that. And then when it was so reflective because all the questions were like on point. Because if I am not seeing any changes happening, why? Go through those questions, go through that list. What did you do wrong? And I was like, this is very insightful. And this is amazing. I should be actually using this for my online clients too. And I was like, why didn't I think of this thing? Of course, I would follow up with my clients online and on the call, but and I would pretty much use similar questions. So I was like, it's a great way because once you type, you realize that what you have not done. Right. And when you see it, you do it. It's same thing. When you talk, when you're speaking, you're not really listening to your own words that if you really follow them. But when you end up really looking at it, and then somebody is telling you, like, hey, because then I receive a video from you, and then you tell me, like, what I already know, you're telling me that was the best thing. That would be like, oh yes, okay, yes, I know, yes, I know. I just have to do it. I just have to implement it. So that was my favorite thing in programming. And because I loved that I wasn't just checking the box, you know, I was just not checking the box. I was showing up to be coached. It was very insightful. And it helped me to stay honest to myself.
When I was, when I designed that form, it's technically exactly what you described. It's like they're gonna, if someone is unsatisfied with their progress, they're gonna know exactly why without even me telling them anything, by then just filling that out. And then afterwards, it's about what can we do to get better for next week. And that's how we progress.
And that will also help me not complain, right? Like, hey, your workout is not working, your program is not working, and but it's not your program. It's exactly what I have filled. Answer those questions, and it will give you great reflection of what you did the entire week. Just you have to just be honest with yourself, and that will just help you progress better. And you'll be like, oh, okay, fine. It's not your fault. It's me. The problem is me, and I need to get the shit done, and I'm just not doing it. So yes, that helped me a lot in staying more accountable for sure.
100%. All right, last question.
Okay.
What would you say to maybe a coach, a fitness professional, kind of on the fence about maybe hiring a coach or getting into a program like this, but they're like, "Oh, I'm a coach. I don't know if I even why would I do that?" Like, what would you say to someone kind of like on the fence about joining this kettlebell academy?
I would say, and this is like perfectly, it just sums it up, everything that I'm trying to say over here is that you do know what to do, but knowing isn't the same as doing it well. Okay, because even coaches need coaches, and it's not for knowledge, because you already have that knowledge. You went to school for that knowledge. You have so much experience for that knowledge. You are not looking for knowledge. It's for your own growth, for execution. You want somebody to be accountable to as well. If you think that it's so good to be in your client's shoes for once. Right. And you are just being a client to somebody who is ready to coach you, and you just have to learn how to be coached. Yeah. Things change when you start accepting.
I love it. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Diana, for joining me today. And where can people find you online? And what's your gym address? When is the new location opening up? Tell us everything so
Oh
people
wow.
know
Okay.
you're real.
So my gym's name is Diana's Fitness Lab. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, Diana's Fitness Lab. And I it is the new location is opening up in Ashburn, Virginia. It's at Red Drum Drive, and it's the new address. I honestly don't remember it. But you can find me on Instagram at dfitnesslab.com. Sorry, my handle is dfitnesslab, and my website is dfitnesslab.com, and you can get to know more about the new things which are coming up at my gym. And that's it. That's all.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon. Hey. Thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at Kettlebell Weight Loss Coach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.